Welcome to this week's Audio Follow Friday. I'm Tim Keenan. My guest on this edition of Audio Follow Friday is once again Mike Laponis of At Microphone, brought to you by CreativeMediaRecording.com, providing audio post-production for video and new media, voiceover recording, and ISDN connection to voices and studios around the world. Mike Laponis is an award-winning voice actor and video producer, and he's on the faculty of the University of Laverne as Professor of Communications. He's also the general manager and advisor for the campus radio station Leo FM. In addition to his voice work, his professional experience includes commercial production, radio programming, on-air work, and broadcast management. Mike stopped by the studios of Creative Media to join us today. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Oh, Tim, thanks very much. Thanks for having me. I love your facility here. It's beautiful. Oh,
thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, so since school is off this summer, what kinds of projects are you working on?
Well, it gives me a good chance to kind of retool a little bit. And so a few things I've been working on this summer. Revamped my voiceover website. That's available at mikesvo.com. And so appreciate it, actually, if everybody take a look at that and send me any comments.
We took a look at it. I think it's great. It's got some good graphics and it pops and, you know, the demos are good to hear. So
fantastic. So that was kind of a new learning experience for me because I've always had somebody else do it before. And so got to work on it myself and put it together. And took me a while, but I got it done. So
you did all your own HTML and all that stuff?
I did. I actually used a couple of design programs and went back in and changed some of the HTML coding to make it do what I really wanted it to do. So that was a little bit time consuming. But, you know, and then I'm always torn because while I'm in front of the computer, the Twitter screen, you know, is going by and I end up, you know, getting on and tweeting and, you know,
yes,
not getting as much accomplished, but it was a good experience. And then I've been working on a couple of commercials for a utility company in New York State.
Doing voiceover?
Doing some voiceover for those.
Great.
And then starting pre-production on a video project for a tribute video that I'm going to be working on.
So you're not sitting around this summer just taking it easy, huh?
Well, it's a different kind of a pace, and yeah. So it's still active, but it's different projects than what I would normally be working on, and right. So it's refreshing that way.
Going back to your website, did you update your demos for the website then too?
Or I updated the commercial demo. Mm-hmm. I had some other demos for narration and documentary that are on there and need to probably think about going back and updating those too. You know how that is. It's an ongoing process.
Sure. Mike and I got to meet at the Voice 2010 conference earlier this summer. So how did you like Voice? What did you think of it?
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. It was great. It was the second one I had been to. I was at Voice 2008.
Oh.
And Voice 2010 was equally as good, maybe even better in some ways. So it was great. There are some very high-powered people in the world of voiceover giving you tips, and I enjoyed your presentation on corporate narration.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I was going to ask you, is there any one particular thing that you maybe took away from Voice that you know, really stuck with you?
Voice is always inspiring. And so because you're seeing people there from all different types of voiceover work and what they do. So one thing that was really inspiring was the whole presentation and keynote on social media and the way it has played and the role it has in voiceover work. And so there was a great panel that was put together by Dave Courvoisier and Terry Daniel
from Minneapolis.
Terry Daniel, yes. And so it was fantastic because they went over the use of Facebook in particular and Twitter and a few other social networking sites, including YouTube, and how to best utilize those plans to market yourself as a voiceover talent.
Yeah, I'd say that was a good one for me too. So, Mike, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, I'm, of course, on Twitter, at Mike Raphone, and that's R-A-P-H-O-N-E, Mike Raphone, and also my website, mikesvo.com.
All right. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. I love your facility here.
Thanks so much. Thanks for joining us on this Audio Follow Friday. We'll be back in subsequent weeks with interviews with some of our favorite Twitter networking friends and experts.